Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Celebrating 8 years is radio's small business superhero. He's a syndicated radio host, syndicated columnist, author of two books, and all-around nice guy.
The most fantastic crime fighter the world has ever known.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back. It's 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. If you just tuned in, welcome aboard. If you've been listening already, we consider that a sign of high intelligence. Wilma Goldstein is with us. You'll know what I mean in just a couple of minutes when you hear her speak and when she casts some of her pearls before us, which she is about to do. She is assistant administrator at the SBA's Office of Women's Business Ownership. She is the glue that holds that whole organization together, as far as I'm concerned. She's our good friend. Wilma, welcome back to the show.
Thank you. Pearls before swine, huh?
I didn't say the swine thing. You know, I used to have a friend who would say, "Okay, go ahead and cast your pop beads before us."
Good morning, everybody.
It's good to have you back, Wilma.
Thanks.
And it was good to see you during Small Business Week a couple of weeks ago. You look marvelous.
Oh, thank you so much, sir. Thank you. And we'll have at least one more of those to celebrate together, and I'm going to stick my nose in it, too.
Well, let me know if you need me to stick my nose in. You won't be surprised to know that I have my own opinions about what we can do for Small Business Week, so let me know what I can do to help.
I would be happy to help.
As you know, you and I are similar in the fact that we've logged a few of those together, and in fact, this was my...
And we're so shy.
Yes, exactly. We're so retiring and demure. This last one was my 10th consecutive Small Business Week.
Well, I have eight. I've done eight, not consecutive, but I've been
three administrators.
One, two, three, four. Cause
four.
Remember,
wow.
I was here in the
you were
in the
with
early
the Bush,
90s.
Bush one thing.
Yeah. So it was four for me.
Yeah.
Oh, well.
All right. Well,
oh,
fine.
Well. Who's counting?
Exactly. So what's going on in the area of women's business ownership?
Okay. Well, I want people to know that in the month of May, our program announcement is up, and the way you access it is by grants.gov. Which is a federal...
Grants.gov.
Grants.gov. It's not on the SBA website. And each year, as some of you know, we have an opportunity to add a few, depending upon what the legislation ends up being, which is not done yet, a few more women's business centers. And this is the month that we accept proposals.
How many do we have now?
We have 99 around the country, and I think that depending on what Congress passes, which they usually do the last day of August, we'll have room for about six more. So it's worth it if you think that you would like to run a nonprofit and can find a good host organization that's a 501c3, a nonprofit that trains and counsels women who want to start their own businesses, particularly those that are socially and economically disadvantaged. This would be a good thing to apply for.
This would be your own organization, right?
Right.
That you would find. You can't start your own 501c3, right? You have to associate with another.
Well, you can, but you have to have it for a year in order to be eligible to be a 501c3.
Could I spin off of my Chamber of Commerce?
You could.
Okay.
Any organization that's a 501c3, they manage. And then you pick a board that can help you raise the money that you need in addition to what we give you. And that's important, too. And
is it matching one for one?
In the first 2 years, it's matching 50-50, and some of that can be in kind. After that, in year
meaning
three...
Meaning if you put up equipment or facility rental, facility
right.
availabilities or something like that.
Let me
throw out an idea. So if I wanted to start a women's business center, then I would... Let's say that I went to my chamber, and I'm not saying you should do this, folks. This is one idea. I went to my chamber and I said, "Hey, guys, you have an office. You have a computer. You have a a printer. I mean a copier. I want to start a women's business center. We want, in conjunction with the SBA, and if you can throw in this space and stuff that you're not using, I can use that as in kind to get the federal government to help us for the first couple of years.
Yes. No, that's not an outlandish idea at all. It's a perfectly good way to do that. Now,
you're going to have to come up with some money, but maybe the in-kind part, the room, the office,
right.
the availability of equipment, that kind of thing could be part of it.
We give startup, in the first year, people get $150,000 to operate. It sounds like a lot, and then you have to match half of it in years one and two.
You have to match half of that?
In years one and two.
So 150, you have to come up with 75 each year for 150?
Mm-hmm. Some portion of that can be in kind.
Yeah. Very interesting. Stand by. Wilma Goldstein and I will be right back. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and stay with us, please. Welcome back. It's 17 till. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com. That's the original one, 10 years old almost, and where you can find my newsletter to subscribe to. Comes every week by email. Gets you ready for the week ahead. Comes on Sunday, by the way, in the afternoon. Check out our blog while you're there, and also all the other things on our website there, the thousands of articles and archives and hundreds of Brain Trust members. Lots of good stuff for you there. And then, of course, we have our new site, which is AskJim.biz. That's the knowledge base for small business, where you can get small business answers now. And I encourage you to check that out. And it's for anybody. If you're a small business owner now, or if you want to be, if you're working on that, go to AskJim.biz and check that out. Wilma Goldstein is our guest. She's our longtime friend and original member of our Brain Trust. She's assistant administrator at the SBA's Office of Women's Business Ownership. And we're talking about what steps you need to take if you wanted to start a women's business center. And Wilma, I want to talk about that a little bit more. Then I want to talk about, let's turn it around and talk about what's in it for somebody who might want to just go into a women's business center and become a client.
Okay.
Well, let's finish up this idea of the proposal.
Okay.
The proposal is due when, this month?
Yeah, the proposal period closes on the 30th, so got to get moving.
You better get on the ball there.
Right. Read it through, and then it takes us a couple of months to critique them and evaluate them and make sure. If you have, you need to check around, because one of the criteria that we have to use is we don't have one on top of the other, because we don't need them competing for clients or funding. So, but if you're in an area that doesn't have one, some states only have one. Some states right now don't have any.
Mm-hmm.
And rural areas are the ones that we haven't totally mastered, so that takes a little creativity, and there are some people around the country that practice that kind of creativity. They circuit ride. They have RVs that have facilities in them, so they can.
Are you talking about itinerant women's business consultants?
No, I'm talking about WBC directors that set things up in ways that they can reach more people.
Right.
So like
a bookmobile kind of thing.
Yeah. I mean, we have, for every one we have, there's some different way to do it. The good part about it is that we look for creative ideas, because there is not a template for how to run a women's business center. There's just a requirement of who you go looking for to help get into business, and then you figure out what works best in your own community.
Mm-hmm. Now, tell us where we can go to get all the specifications, to make sure that we haven't left anything out, so someone can go there and find out how to make the proposal.
Yeah,
where can we go for that?
It's a website called grants.gov.
I wish you hadn't used that word, though. I don't like that word, grants.
Well,
see, that completely refutes everything I've been trying to convince people. I try to convince people that there is no free lunch. You can't. You know, Grant died, and now here you come with a website that says grants.gov.
Well, there are grants that are available in the federal government for organizations, and so that's what. You know, we didn't name the website.
I know.
Sorry. There are no grants for individuals startup businesses.
Don't send me another email and say, I want to start a business. Where do I get a grant? I wish I had a nickel for every time I'd gotten that email.
Well, there was a time when we tracked how many calls we got like that a day, and they'd get up into the 20s.
Oh, yeah.
Who would go to a women's business center? Well, we have a mix of people who have low-paying jobs and wish that they could find a way to usually be closer to home, take care of their kids, sometimes people that have to take care of their parents, and they need a way to make a living.
Or maybe just supplement what they already have.
Working in their
spare time or something like that.
The other kind of people, a person that we attract is somebody who's in a corporate job and, you know, sort of the old Peggy Lee song, is that all there is? And has ideas about maybe they would like to be their own boss. That's a great driver for people. Mm-hmm. It's not easier to run a small business. It's not less time-consuming, but you are your own boss. You make your own decisions.
Except for the people who boss you around like your customers.
Well, that you get anywhere.
And sometimes your employees boss you around a little bit.
Well, that's true, too. But, you know, if you're a good boss, you understand that. And sometimes they have better ideas than you do. So.
Right. Most of the time they do.
Yeah, they do. So it can be a product that you're interested in promoting. It can be a service that you're interested in promoting. And if you go to a woman's business center, or you can just think there must be a better way. And they will help you put that in perspective. And as Jim well knows, one of the major reasons that small businesses fail is they don't get enough information help them start up and run, and that's what women's business centers do.
Well, and that's one of the reasons why we founded AskJim.biz, Wilma, and I'd like to think that maybe the women's business centers would, you know, we could get that out to them and let them use that to their advantage as well.
Well, that's a good offline conversation, Jim.
Yeah, exactly. What about, give us the website again.
Grants?
Not the grants.gov website, the other one.
Oh, we are accessible now on sba.gov.gov.
Sba.gov, and then /WBC?
No, you go through the directory to find us. Hopefully they'll change that soon.
SBA.gov, and then look for the Women's Business Organization, the Women's Business Ownership.
It has like a Google directory. Yeah.
There you go. Just type that in. And we'll be right back with our good friend Wilma Goldstein right after these messages. It's 10 till. Stay with us. Welcome back. It's 7 till. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and we're visiting with our good friend Wilma Goldstein, Assistant Administrator at the SBA's Office of Women's Business Ownership, and that's what we're talking about. Now, Wilma, one of the things I know I've asked you before about going into a women's business center, what if I'm a guy and I want to, and the nearest place I can get help is a WBC? What do I do?
We like guys. It's called a women's business center to attract women, and we do have mostly women clients, and we also have a proportion of male clients. You know, it's there's left brain, right brain, and we're geared toward that, which is comfortable for women, and a lot of men love it that way. We have more interactive classes. We have more conversational, less hierarchy, and lots and lots and lots of conversation. So if you're the kind of guy that rolls your eyes and think women talk too much, go someplace else. But if you think that you want to learn by talking through a lot of stuff, come join us. We'd love to have you.
Yeah, I love the way you say that. I remember one time when I asked you this question years ago, you said, so if you show up at a meeting and you want to get on with it, you know, you're at the wrong meeting.
That's right. We'll get it all done. It may not be in order, but we'll get it all done. And our clients love us because when we look at the amount of time clients stay with SBA programs, the people that come to Women's Business Centers hang in with us throughout the entire course of their business for a great deal of for a long, long time. So it's a happy, productive place, and we have helped start a lot of businesses we're proud of. Come join us.
You've got another event coming up pretty soon, don't you?
We do. It's a small event. We realize that some of our programs at the SBA can't avail themselves of all the technology because they have a small operating budget. They don't have time to learn about it. So we are having a small event in Washington where we have, by invitation, invited the best of the best that we could find that produce technology that might help people in their businesses. And we're doing it kind of like an academic a conference where we've invited them all to display, and there's going to be a jury that asks some questions, and then we're going to try and figure out if any of these things can be given, marketed, helped with a small amount of assistance to some of our smaller programs like small WBCs, the smaller SBDCs. SCORE will come, you know, with their interest in them, and see if we can't upgrade the technology capacity of some of our programs who can then pass it on to some of their struggling businesses.
Mm-hmm.
It's the first time we've ever tried to do something like this because we do realize that technology moves faster than some of our folks can.
Right.
So it puts us in a position to stay on top of the industry, and hopefully we can pass it along to them.
And that's going to be on the 21st?
It is. It is.
May 21st.
Right. And so we'll, after we have it, I want to come back on this program and talk about some of the things that we discover, because I'm sure it's going to be an eye-opener for all of us. It's a couple of our SBA programs, and they're ones that are more proficient anyway, and some people from other nonprofit institutions whom we've not met before, but we've reviewed their stuff, are mm-hmm. going to come and demonstrate it to us, and we're going to try and figure out how we can pass it along to our programs.
Well, I'm looking forward to hearing how things turn out on that, and I know you'll report back to us. In the minute I have left, Wilma, what would you say is the number one issue that face women business owners face today? What the number one challenge?
Healthcare. How to get healthcare when you're a small business for you, and if you have employees, for your employees. It remains the number one issue.
And it's one of the reasons why people stay in dead-end jobs, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. I got to do it for the benefits.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it is. And there are solutions out there, but they're not being grabbed up quickly enough.
Well, like small business health plans, which we can't get seem to get through the Senate.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. Yes, I do. And I'm a great advocate for anything that will help that process. And I don't understand why you have to make up something in your head, you know, like I sweep floors, so I'm going to join a union that gives me
right.
health care, when we could do it so that it could be efficient and productive.
And portable.
And portable.
Portable, market-based and portable. Wilma, thank you for being here. Good job today, as always.
You're welcome. Thanks a lot. Bye, everybody.
We'll see you next time. Wilma Gostin, ladies and gentlemen, she is the best, and she's one of my good friends, and it's always good to have her on the show. Got to go for this hour. Before I do, I want to thank my heroes, small business owners, and every member of our military standing a post around the world on our behalf. We think about them all the time. God bless them. God be with them. We are so very proud of them.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.